Care Coaches Insight programs wrapping up here tonight. Midseason tournaments in high school basketball continuing. We're joined now by the Jefferson County North boys coach. That is Corey Knoll, brought to you by the JCM Booster Group. Got to thank KT Shortstop, Brian Barrett with Coldwell Banker, also Winchester Meats, FW Huston Medical Center as well. Well, Coach, you guys are part of this midseason tournament being hosted by Oskaloosa. So, again, just kind of the main portions of it, four teams, round robin, everybody's going to play everybody here over these next few days, and obviously a champion still to be crowned based off the outcomes, you know, going into the weekend. But you guys opened things up with a familiar opponent in Atchison County earlier this week, getting a win by 25. So take us back to that matchup against the Tigers, and obviously a good way to start this tournament this week.
Yeah, it was a good way, you know, a good win coming off a loss on Friday. And, you know, I thought we played fairly well. You know, our starting group, they've kind of been, you know, starting to gel again together, you know, playing with our, you know, inside out game with Isaac Laird. I think he's just a matchup problem with his height. So like to try to get him going early. And then, that kind of opens the door for everybody else. Specifically, I thought Rex Furman started to come around a little bit. You know, when Isaac draws that much attention, it gives him a good look at the rim, and he's been going to the rim and finishing well. And then Chance Jenkins has been hitting some shots from the outside and scoring well for us. And then, kind of want to highlight Brody Van Dyke a little bit he's our sophomore guard, and we've been playing without Will Elias the last few games, and he's had to step up and play our point guard position, which is a little new for him. You know, asking a sophomore to step in and fill that role, but I thought he's done a good job and not only, you know, handling the ball, but being a scoring threat for us as well. So it's kind of good to see that and have those guys gel in maybe some new positions and get a win on top of all that.
Yeah, it's kind of tough, you know, at this point when you're kind of having to mix and match, when maybe you're missing some players, you know, some key players. You know, you mentioned Elias and Brody stepping in, playing well for you right now. We've highlighted that senior class and just how good they have been, you know, for you guys this season. And, you know, you're going to build off this win against ACCHS tonight, game two of this tournament. You're taking on Veritas Christian, so certainly not a team you are familiar with to some degree, but what does the prep look like? What does the scouting report look like for this second game of this tournament here, being hosted by Oskaloosa against Veritas?
Yeah, Veritas, they're a new opponent. They're not one we're overly familiar with. We watched them play Oskaloosa after our game, the first round, and it's one that, you know, they got some height and they were able to hit some outside shots, but it's another game that we're going to kind of focus on improving our team and doing things that we can do better. And I thought one thing we really focused on against ACCHS was rebounding and boxing out. I thought that's been a big struggle of ours lately, and that's one that I thought we did better against ACCHS, but, you know, as a coach, you always want to keep criticizing and critiquing things to get better at. And so we're going to try to build on that and continue to, you know, work on those mistakes that we have on Thursday versus Veritas Christian. So along with that, with, you know, some limited depth, we're always trying to find some depth in our rotation as well. So other guys have been seeing time, and this may be a good chance for, you know, some guys to see that don't normally see the court, see some time, and, you know, maybe prove why they should be playing a little more.
And then one real quick before we get you out of here, we always appreciate it. So you get Veritas tonight, you close it out with Oskaloosa, the host, on Saturday. It'll be your first time seeing Oskaloosa this season. You get them in the league contest coming up later on in February. But, you know, what can you tell us, at least what you know about Oskaloosa? You're looking towards Veritas tonight, but just that thought on the matchup with the Bears to close out the tournament this weekend.
Yeah, Oskaloosa, I think the Rockhold guard is, you know, one of the better guards in the league. We watched him play Veritas, and, you know, he can shoot the ball well, he can attack the rim well, and he's just kind of a matchup problem. He's quick, he's fast, and he can shoot. Then the inside, they have Harvey. You know, we have Isaac Laird at 6'8", but he's probably the next tallest guy in the league, I think, right behind Isaac. So it should be a good matchup on the inside. And then, you know, everybody else on our team, their players, is, you know, I think we match up well. I think we look kind of similar on paper, so it should be a fun one on Saturday.
So a good start to this Oskaloosa tournament for Jefferson County North. Boys head coach Corey Knoll joining us. They beat Atchison County by 25 earlier in the week. They get Veritas Christian tonight. They will close it out with the host Oskaloosa on Saturday this weekend. Well, Coach, good luck the rest of the tournament. We really appreciate the time. We'll talk to you again next week.
I appreciate it. Sounds good.